Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi heard. Rashi asked the kasha. Mashmu Hashama Obo. What did Moshe hear that made him come? What did Yisroi hear that made him come? What's the question of Rashi? What was bothering Rashi? The pasuk says, Vayishma Yisroi Chayin Medin Chayz Moshe. What did he hear? Is Kol Asha Osa Lekim and Moshe Yisroel Amoi Ki Hoitzi Hashem is Yisroel Mimitroi. It says very clearly in the Pasuk that he heard all the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what is the question? What did Yisroel hear? So Rashi really answers this question. He explains himself clearly. He doesn't ask, what does Yisroel hear? He asked, Mashmu Shoma Obo. What did Yisroel hear that made him come? What Yisroel heard, the whole world heard it. Everybody heard it. But he was the only one who came. What did he hear? What was so special he heard that made him come? And so Rashi answers, Kriyas Yamsuf, Milchemes Amalek. What was it that Kriyas Yamsuf didn't inspire him enough to come, but Milchemes Amalek did? Kriyas Yamsuf was unbelievable nisim. Why is that so exciting to hear after that of Milchemes Amalek? That adds new inspiration that you didn't see by Kriyas Yamsuf. That the Kriyas Yamsuf couldn't do it, the Milchemes Amalek was able to. So the pshat is, it says, Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi heard. What does it mean to hear? It all depends what perspective you're hearing with, how you hear. There's different ways of hearing. In Yiddish, there's an expression, there's two words. There's heren and to deheren. There's to hear, but there's to understand. It means understand means to take the message. You've got to hear properly and take the message. There's the famous story of Yisrael Salanta, when he gave his shoes in to repair. And the man said, I'll give them back to you in a few minutes. So he said, you're still going to do them tonight? And the storekeeper told him, Kol zman shaner doilek efshel asakein. As long as the candle is burning, I can still fix the shoes. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanta heard. He heard a message that became his motto in life. Kol zman shaner doilek, as long as the candle is burning, that doesn't mean the candle, it means the Ner Neshama is burning. Efshel Asakin. One can fix themselves. You can do tshuva still. His whole life he went around like that. And that's why you see many people have the sign up. Picture of candles, called Manshaner Doilek. But it's the same thing. Don't just look at the picture. Take the message from the picture. But so often, we hear things, but we don't take the message. Or we don't put it into action as well. I always remember the story of Franz Hanover many years ago on Tisha B'Av. But there was a person who had a part in the play. His part was, the cannon roars, and he says, hark, I hear the cannon roar. And he was very excited to have a part in the play, and he wanted to make sure that he plays the part properly. So all day he would walk around practicing. Hark, I hear the cannon roar. He's walking in the street over and over again. Hark, I hear the cannon roar. He wants to get exactly the right niggun when he says it. Hark, I hear the cannon roar. And finally the day of the play comes. He gets on stage, and the cannon roars. There's this big boom. He jumps 6 feet in the air. What the blazes was that? People prepare. People learn things, but putting it into practice. They don't always put it into practice. You've got to take the message and do something when it comes to Lamaisa. There was a person who was sitting and learning, and his wife comes and tells him there's somebody collecting at the door. He says, tell him not to bother me now. I'm learning. And he goes back to the Gemara and Bava Basra is learning. And he continues learning. Somebody looks away from Stoker. Is like a murderer. He goes, weiter. A person can hear things, but it's not der Herren. He doesn't take the message from it. Yisroi heard an unbelievable message. He heard, he was inspired. There was a Kriyas Yamsuf. We all know how many Nisim took place at Kriyas Yamsuf. Many, many Nisim took place. He was so inspired, but not just he was inspired. The whole world was inspired. Shomu am yurgozen. Chiloch az yoish ve'ploshes. Oz nifhalu alufe edoim. The whole world was trembling. And he felt himself, you know, with his inspiration. There's a Rebbeinu Shlom. I've got to improve myself. I've got to be a different person. And just like he was inspired, the whole world was inspired. And he decided to be a better person. But like the rest of the world did. Just like almost 9 years ago, the rest of the world decided that as well. There was a 9/11, and all around the world, people were saying, are going to be different now. Things are going to change. Signs all over America. United we stand. We're not going to be busy with the petty little things anymore. We realize now what's important in life. And they interviewed many members of the clergy of what they have to say. And many of them were saying the world will never be the same. And of Minsker Rebbe, the New York Times quoted with the best line of all. He said, everybody says they're worried the world will never be the same. I'm worried the world will be exactly the same. And the Novminsky Rebbe was right. It lasted 6 months. There was tremendous patriotism for 6 months. United we stand for 6 months. 6 months later, it was all over. 6 months later, it was forgotten. The inspiration was gone. And here, by Kriyas Yam Sof, everybody in the world was inspired and terrified. So Yisro is going to be better. Doesn't have to become a Yid because of that. But then, a little while later, what happens? A little while later, Amalek comes to attack. How is it possible? Amalek could dare attack Klal Yisrael? After all those Nisim, it's right? After Kriyas Yam Sof? Oh, the inspiration wore off already. He understood, Yisrael, you can be inspired, but inspiration doesn't last forever. So Yisrael said, I've got to do something about this. Because even though I'm still inspired, but mine also eventually will wear off. I have to do something about it. And he went and joined Klal Yisrael. The Kriyas Yam Sof wasn't enough to make him come. But he saw Milchemes Amalek. It doesn't say Nitzoch in Amalek. The Klal Yisrael won a war against Amalek. That's not what did it. It's when he saw Amalek had the chutzpah to come and fight. That is when Yisrael decided he has to come. Mashmo Hashem Obo. That was Kriyas Yam Sof and Milchemes Amalek. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Mi Chacham v'yishmereile. Who is the Chachma? The Chacham, who does things, takes care of things. V'yispoyenu b'chaste Hashem. He thinks about, he's mispoyenu b'chaste Hashem. Mi Chacham. Mi Chacham is Rosh HaTeves. Mem Yud, Ches Chaf Mem is, you have all the letters there of Yisrael, Kohen Midyan, Chosen Moshe. Yisrael is somebody who is mispoinen b'chastei Hashem. He thought about it, and he took the message and did something about it. Another pshat in what made Yisrael come that is that when he heard a Kriyas Yam Sof, he was inspired. But he felt, who am I? I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. How can I join the great Klal Yisrael? Asher bochabonu, we are a nation, the Klal Yisrael were chosen by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ra shifcha layom. Shivcha saw unbelievable Nisim, saw Yad Hashem, saw the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mamish, it was unbelievable what a Shivcha saw there. And he said, I can join such a nation. Who am I? I'm not on that level to join such a nation. But then he saw Milchemes Amalek. Why did Amalek come and fight? Why did Klal Yisrael have to suffer Amalek coming? Because the Pasuk says, by Yovay Amalek in last week's parasha, by Elohim Yisrael, they came and fight. Why? Because Rofu Yodayim in Altaira, Klal Yisrael fell in Madrega. By Yovay Amalek Elohim Yisrael, Al-Resha Giver, and the Pasuk, sorry, by Elohim Yisrael, Berefidim, She Rofu Yodayim in Altaira, Klal Yisrael weren't doing the job what they should have been doing. They weakened themselves, and therefore Amalek came to attack. So he saw, yeah, Klal Yisrael, I thought they're so unbelievable, or so I can't join such a nation. They also have their ups and downs. Just like till then he thought, as the Gemara says, Kashim Geirim Yisrael Kesepachas. The Geirim are bad for Klal Yisrael, Chazal say. And Tosfos brings a few pshatim why Geirim are bad for Klal Yisrael. Comes along Rabbi Avraham Hager, and he says an interesting pshat. Why are Geirim bad for Klal Yisrael? All the other Bali Tosfos say, because they're shvach, the Geirim are weak in the mitzvahs. He comes along and says, because they do the mitzvahs so well, it makes Klal Yisrael look bad. That's why they're bad for Klal Yisrael. Who says that? Avraham Hager. So Yisrael, beforehand, he thought Pshat was like the other Bali Tosfos. Who am I to join Klal Yisrael? Geirim are a problem for Klal Yisrael. But then he realized, no, Klal Yisrael, there are ups and downs. I can join Klal Yisrael. We see Moshe named his sons. The first one, he names Gerushim. Ki yom ager ha-yisi beres nachriya. I was a stranger. V'shem o'echod Eliezer. Ki lekei ovi be'ezri v'yatzileni mecher paroi. The second son he calls Eliezer, because Hashem saved me from the sword of Paroi. Which happened first? First he was saved from the sword of Paroi, and then he ran away to Midian, and he was a stranger in a strange land. So why does he name this first son Gershom and the second son Eliezer? It should have been the other way around. Many different pshatim are said. The Chofetz Chaim explains that what he was stressing over here, it's 2 points really. Number one is that if it wasn't for the fact that he recognized he's a stranger in a strange land, if he would have assimilated, what would have been the purpose of a Yatzileni Mecherev Paroi? The whole purpose of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to save him is to become a Moshe Rabbeinu. So first he has to recognize his tachlis in life. My tachlis is Geri's Beres Nachriya, to recognize I'm a stranger here. But without that, there's no point in the nes of Hashem saving me. But it's more than that. What it's saying is that Moshe wanted to stress, I have to remember, I'm a stranger in a strange land. I don't belong here. I can't assimilate over here. It's a very big danger when you live in a country of assimilating with the country. So he called his son Gershom to remind himself. Every time he says his son's name, it reminds him. Why is his name Gershom? I'm a stranger in a strange land. The Gemara in Brocha says that the night has three watches. And the night is divided to three watches. How they divide it up. So the first part of the night, you can tell the watch ends, the donkey brays. The second part of the night is the dog's bark. And the third part of the night is the husband and wife are talking with each other. So the Maral explains, what's the Gemara telling us, the simonim of the each mishmar in the night. So the night means galus. There's going to be a long galus. And the simonim of galus are, there's different stages in galus. There's a galus of the donkey braying. What's a donkey meramis to? A donkey is a work animal. It carries heavy packages, it works hard. And that is a type of goddess of work camps, of a shivat malchus, of having to be under the power of other nations and having to work for the other nations, of being in goddess. But there's a second level of goddess, and that is the dog's barking. Chazal tell us, malachamovis be'ir, the dog's bark. It's a similar to the malachamovis when dogs are barking. And that means there's going to be a goddess of blood libels, of inquisitions, holocausts, intifadas. There's going to be constant, the blood of Klal Yisrael is going to be flowing. That's another type of goddess, where the dogs are barking. And then there's a third type of goddess, the husband and wife talking. What is that? That is the husband and wife, they're getting on well together. That's like the worst goddess of all, a holocaust of love, a holocaust of where they make friends with us, of we're welcomed by the goyim. And that is the goddess we're living in today, goddess America, which Reb Chaim Elozhin wrote is the finest goddess for Klal Yisrael, is goddess America. More people have been lost to Yiddishkeit in this country than were lost from the Holocaust. There's been a Holocaust in this country of assimilation. And this all happens is because we get used to it and we become part of the culture over here. And it seeps in different ways. Every person is affected in a different way. There's different levels of being affected. And every person will tell you, the amount I'm affected, that's okay. Different levels. Of course, there's a person who'll completely dress like a goy. I'll tell you what I mean. I keep the mitzvahs. I'm still separate. A person has to look at themselves. How much am I affected? How much am I remembering? Ger ha-yisi beres nachriya. For example, just to give you a simple example. This Sunday is a great Yontif in America. I think they call it Super Bowl Sunday. I think that's the name of it. It's a special name, this Yontif. And then there's certain minhagim of the day. It's a minhag that you're not yoitza unless you eat buffalo wings. Chas v'shalom, a person will watch the Super Bowl. He'll have a Super Bowl party, but there won't be buffalo wings there. It's not yoitza. You have to, I think, hero sandwiches. It's also part of the mitzvah sayoyim. Again, if you're over age, I guess, beer as well. Chelik of the mitzvah sayoyim. Certain, you've got to have a chevra together. You're not allowed to lawash, you're not allowed to be chidus. Lechatchila with a minion, I guess, is supposed to do it. Dovash shebegdusha, you need a minion for it. And this is something which is not just that people are interested in the Super Bowl, it's a culture as well. It's a part of the goddess we're in. We have to remember this Sunday. Ger ha-yisi beres nachriya. We're strangers over here. This is not where we belong. There's an Orach Chaim HaKadosh over here, which is an amazing Orach Chaim HaKadosh, which every person should know. Gives you an idea when instead of the Super Bowl, what our focus should be. B'chodesh ha'shlishi l'seis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. in the third month after Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, by Yom HaZeh on this day, Bo'u they came to Midbar Sinai. And the next pasuk says, Vayistum Rafidim, they left Rafidim, they journeyed from Rafidim, and they came to Midbar Sinai. So the problem over here is the Psukim seem to be out of order. It tells them the third month they came to Midbar Sinai. Where did they come from? Oh, the next pasuk tells you. Vayistum Rafidim, they journeyed from Rafidim. First it should say, Vayistum Rafidim, and then it should tell you, and then Chodesh HaShlishi, they came to Midbar Sinai. First say where they're journeying from before you tell us they came to Midbar Sinai. But the pasuk writes, they came to Midbar Sinai, and the next pasuk tells you that they came from Rafidim. And it's worth hearing, I will read this Orech Chaim HaKodesh to you, this Loshen. It's worth hearing the Loshen. Kasha, Loma Icher Hamukdam. Why did he put the later thing first? Ki pasuk zeh hoyol ilhatim koidim pasuk shilafonov. He should have put the second pasuk first. Vu'ulai. Chazal say, Ava mekalkeles hashura. That when there's love, it takes away all the rules, all the protocols, what people do. People do things that they wouldn't normally do when there's a feeling of love. They do it instantaneously. They do it just, they can't help themselves because of the love they feel. And he says, over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the later pasuk first. This was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for. What's Yoyim HaShishi? The day of Matan Torah. At the time of the creation of the world, there was one purpose to the world, Zevi, and that was Matan Torah. And this was the day the world was waiting for. Who was waiting for it? Le Torah. The Torah was waiting. La'olam, the world was waiting for it. La'olam, the upper worlds were waiting. La'tachtoinim, the lower worlds were waiting. Umayoyim habriya, from the day of creation. Heim yoshim ha-mitzapim, mosayah voyu b'nei yisrael min ha-sinai. Since this world was created, everybody and everything in the Bria is waiting for Klal Yisrael to arrive at Midbar Sinai. Lezeh, kesher gi'u sham, when they reached there, the Torah couldn't wait anymore to say the words. It couldn't wait and get it in order out. It happened, Klal Yisrael came. The first thing the Torah got out of its mouth is, Klal Yisrael's arrived in Midbar Sinai. Then afterwards it starts telling you where they came from. It gets back to the order again. But the excitement was so great, the Torah couldn't hold back from saying the second pasuk first, because it's finally come the day that the world has been waiting for. There are 620 letters in the Aseret HaDibros. So, the Mefarshim explain, that's for 613 mitzvahs, and 7 mitzvahs drabon. The Chasam Sofer even goes and explains how each of the last letters in the Aseret HaDibros, each one of them is ramas to one of the mitzvahs drabon. But I once heard another pshat, I think it was from the Shlok, that he says, pshat, is the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that the Goy came to Hillel and says, teach me kol haTorah kula and regalachas. And what did he tell him? The klal gadol b'Torah, v'haftal reicha kamoicha. So v'haftal reicha kamoicha is kol haTorah kula. So 613 letters is the 613 mitzvahs. Then there's 7 more letters. What are the last 7 letters? Anybody know? Ashel Reyacho, Ashel Reyacho. Ashel Reyacho is also Kalaturi Kula. There's 613 mitzvahs, or there's another way of doing it. And the other way is Ashel Reyacho. If you keep the mitzvahs, first is Mekayim, but after Reyach Kamoicha, is Mekayim Kalaturi Kula like that as well. Shabbos.